Well, look, there is the idea that many of the fires that gets lit every year, most, a lot of them are deliberately lit, and the Forestry Corporation are trying to see if we can catch some more of the mongrels that are behind it. They're about to unload 70 hidden camouflage cameras across the Hunter and many other parts of the state as well. And to talk to us about that this morning from the Forestry Corporation is Carl Zabel. Good morning, Carl. Pretty ordinary that we have to even think along these lines, but that is the reality of living in summer in Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, g'day, Mark. Yeah, no, it's very, very disappointing that there's people out there who think it's a good idea to just set fires, light fires in conditions like this and endanger people's lives and threaten property. It's sickening, really. It's really upsetting that we have to go to these lengths to try and catch these, like you said, mongrels.
Well, look, I believe the number is around about 70 for the Hunter region alone. That's the hidden cameras, that is. Has there been success with this sort of modelling elsewhere?
Yeah, well, we've had success in catching people dumping rubbish illegally. So it's along the same lines. We just thought we'd up the ante, we'll double our efforts because we've already got cameras out in the forest. So we thought things have had success there in photographing number plates and people's faces. We'll up the ante a bit and put more cameras out there and hopefully catch the people who are lighting these fires.
I know this might be a bit hard to measure, but since there has been a little bit of these cameras around now, do you think that has been acting as a deterrent? Like, has it been trending down in the areas where we've had the cameras?
It's really hard to say because, you know, I haven't led on exactly where these cameras are, but, they definitely are in the Hunter all the way up the north coast to Casino. So I would say in the last couple of weeks since we started doubling our efforts, anecdotally and just, you know, gut feeling is there have been less fires set by arsonists.
Well, of course, we know that we're just about to hit the summer area and we're just about to have another big bad bushfire season. Fingers crossed that these cameras will do the job and hopefully that we can have a lot of the bush kept and preserved, and of course that also extends to livestock, to property and human life as well. Keep up the good work, Carl, and fingers crossed that we don't need to have too much work on the cameras.
Yeah, no, that's right, but I think the message, the take-home message is to any potential arsonists is that we're out there. We've not only doubled our efforts with our cameras, we've also doubled our efforts with our ranger patrol, so that any of our people out in the bush during the week or on weekends, if they spot a car in the bush, we just take down the number plate automatically now, so that if a fire does develop, we can refer back to our notes, have a look at our cameras and see who's been there, and that'll be passed on to the police and that'll be a good lead for them.
Well, if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, you can get caught up in that. But I think it's a great start. Keep up the good work, Carl, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks very much.
Carl Zabelic from Forestry Corporation of New South Wales. Yes, at least 70 cameras across parts of the Hunter and extending up to the north coast as well. So if you're in the bush and you've got some thoughts and maybe dumping things illegally or lighting fires, I still don't know what you get out of that. I guess you have been forewarned this morning.